Investment flash.
Buddy, Iran strike averted and risk on just blasted off. The S&P 500 ETF up 1.7%. Oil services down. This tape is absolutely ripping.
Good morning from the London edition. Friday, June 12th. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
And Gerald. All right, let's get into it. Markets are pricing relief, but there's a lot under the hood.
Yeah, no kidding. The Iran de-escalation is the headline, but oil services sold off hard because the supply disruption thesis just evaporated. OAH up 44% year to date, though. That was a crowded trade.
Right. And I had a buy oil fund call yesterday that's looking, let's say, poorly timed. But look, mate, any miscalculation sends oil screaming back. This de-escalation is fragile.
Gerald, your oil trade just got Trump canceled.
That's brutal. But seriously, the real move is under the surface. AI infrastructure is winning.
I mean, I'll take the hit. But look, the point stands. Geopolitical de-escalation is priced in, yet fragile.
All right, let's talk winners. KKR, NVIDIA, and Vistra just launched Helix Digital Infrastructure, a $10 billion company for AI data centers. NVIDIA up 2.2% last session. Gerald, your sell NVIDIA call from yesterday is looking rough, buddy.
Fair. I was fading the Iran risk, but the tape shifted. Right now, NVIDIA's moat just got deeper. And KKR at 12.9 times forward earnings. Now that's interesting.
Hold on. KKR is down 26% year to date and 38% below its high. The market's skeptical. Is the Helix deal actually moving the needle?
To be fair, 12.9 times for a direct AI data center play with NVIDIA chips embedded is a mispricing. And Vistra's up 5.7%. The power angle is real.
Exactly. Vistra is literally powering the AI build-out. That's not hype. It's electrons.
Okay, point taken. Now, semis. Applied Materials opened a $500 million campus in Singapore, and shares jumped 11% last session. But Tom, it's near its 52-week high, with a forward PE of 34. How much upside is left?
No, but that's exactly my point. AMAT's expansion is secular. AI demand for chips isn't slowing. Sure, the multiple is rich, but if earnings keep compounding, it'll grow into it.
34 times for a CapEx supplier. Look, I've seen this film before. When the cycle turns, these names get re-rated fast.
Gerald, that's fair, but you're ignoring the SK Hynix story. They're tripling wafer capacity by 2034 for AI memory. That's a decade-long commitment. The CapEx cycle has legs.
Yes, SK Hynix is the memory backbone. In Micron's up 15% this week. Though retail is doing something hilarious. They're selling Micron to buy SpaceX.
Retail traders funding their SpaceX IPO allocation by dumping Micron. Honestly, that's peak 2026.
That's an incredible rotation. But seriously, that kind of flow can create weird dislocations.
For real? They're literally cashing in memory gains to buy a space IPO?
Right. And Seagate's also seeing selling. But here's the thing. Institutional demand is absorbing it. For now, if the SpaceX IPO duds, that money snaps back.
Not so fast. If retail keeps rotating, Micron could suffer even with good fundamentals. It's a positioning risk, not a thesis risk. I'd watch it.
I'm buying the dip. Memory demand is secular. AI needs it. The retail noise is a short-term distraction.
Speaking of risks, the Chinese bank profit collapse is getting zero airtime. Nikkei Asia, nearly 90% of listed Chinese banks below profit thresholds. Yet, ICBC's ADR is up 10% year-to-date at half book value. That's a credit accident waiting to happen.
See, this is what I mean. Global markets are ignoring China's credit woes. The China large cap ETF is near 52-week lows, but bank pain could spread. The S&P bank ETF might catch sympathy selling.
Okay, but China risk has been a thing for years.
the market keeps shrugging it off. I'm not fading U.S. banks on a China scare.
Tom, that's the third time this year we've said China risk is contained. When it isn't contained, it's a macro shock.
Right. No one's pricing it in. Totally agree.
Totally. All right, pivot. AI services. MarketWatch reports a price war between OpenAI and Anthropic, and data shows AI usage tailing off. Microsoft down 1.8% last session, down 6% this week.
At 20 times forward earnings, Microsoft is pricing in a slowdown. If the price war is real, margins compress. Alphabet's at 24 times, same story. CapEx returns are in question.
I'm going to push back here. This could be a false alarm. One data point doesn't make a trend, and enterprise AI adoption is still early. MSFT at 20 times forward could be a gift if it reaccelerates.
Exactly. That's why I'm long AI infrastructure, chips, and data centers. They benefit no matter who wins the price war. But AI services, I'd be cautious.
Exactly. Long chips, short chatbots. That's the clean expression of today's tape.
100%. That's the trade.
That's the whole story right there. And Bitcoin is stealing the show. Dominance rising, Ether and Solana struggling. BlackRock's launching an income Bitcoin ETF with low fees. IBIT up 5.6% this week.
Bitcoin's up on ETF flows, but I'm not convinced it's a macro hedge. It's trading like risk on, not gold.
And Japan's getting in on crypto. Parliament poised to regulate it like stocks by 2027. That could bring institutions in. The Japan ETF is at a 52-week high, partially on fintech optimism.
Long Japan, long Bitcoin, global risk on. But the AI infrastructure trade is my core conviction. KKR is the most underappreciated name.
Tom, you've been pitching KKR for 3 minutes. Fair, it's cheap. But let's connect the dots on China AI IPOs. Chinese AI companies raised $21 billion in Hong Kong in 5 months, double last year. KWeb trades at 0.87 book, near lows. That's a deep value bet on AI innovation.
But Gerald, there's delisting risk. I like CatL, though, aiming for tenfold growth from humanoids and data centers. That's a direct play on China's tech ambitions.
I can't touch Chinese stocks. Too much regulatory risk. But CAT ETL is a beast globally. Anyway, our view summary. Relief rally, selective risk-taking. Long AI infrastructure, short AI services. And that KKR long, Micron short pair trade is the most interesting crossbet.
Analysts revising price targets after the fact. Basically a free retirement plan.
That's the truth. Six bottoms for memory chips this cycle? That's another pastime.
Yeah, I sounded the same about semis in Q2. Fair. But KKR at 12.9 times forward? That's not a narrative. That's a number.
Look, the most undercovered risk is China banks. And nobody's talking about the Fed next week either. If Powell surprises hawkish, this whole relief rally reverses.
Exactly. The Fed is like that X you don't think about until the text arrives. Don't get complacent.
Accurate. As always, none of this is investment advice. Gerald, your Hugo Boss call from yesterday, up?
It was. Oil fund, not so much.
Aha! You owe me a coffee. All right, before we go, if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify. And check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. See you then.
Later, buddy.
Later, Tom. Later, Murray.
Bye, everyone.